Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the daf for the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Tov Shin Ayin Vav, here in Arzenu Kedosha, is daf Lamed Ches in Nazir, and Shlomo Zalman is going to help out on Chol HaMoed with the music in the background. It is the 1,152nd daf in Shas. Bezras Hashem, in our daf Lamed Ches in Meseches Nazir, we're going to continue an analysis of the sugya of heter mitzdaref le'isser, which means that normally you need a shiur isser to be over an isser of macholos asuras. However, for a nazir, according to some opinions, we already had on daf lamid vav amir aleph that it was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that heter would be mitzdaref le'isser. We're going to see that it could very well be the shita of Rabbi Akiva as well. And the Gemara is going to continue to analyze that sugya of heter mitzdaref liyisr. Eventually, that is going to get us into shiurim in general. We know that the isr for a nazir to drink is an isr of a revius, and we're going to discuss the shiur revius not only for a nazir, but also for Hilchos Kiddush. Famous question of how large was the kos of the Chafetz Chaim. But not only in regards to Hilchos Kiddush, we will also discuss in regards to the Isser of Achilas Dam, which is a Revius as well. The Gemara will give us that source. So if you will, Lamed Ches Amid Aleph will be about the Shear of Revius. And on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, we're going to discuss the relationship between a Nazir who eats fresh grapes versus dried grapes in terms of how do the two combine with each other? Do they? Are they two separate instances of Malkus? And that will Bezer Hashem be Daf Lamed Ches. So let's pick up the last word on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara is wrapping up its discussion of different understandings of the Tanoim in terms of how to read the pasuk of Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Hayayin. The Gemara, three lines in the bottom of Lamed Zayin on the base, had said that Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Hayayin, the Mikol, is coming to tell us that the Yisurei Nazir are Mitzdarfin Ze Im Ze. So says the Gemara, but Rabbi Shimon does not hold that way. In other words, if you have a case in which a Nazir ate a half a zayis of iser, and then he swallowed it, and then he ate another, so then in such a case, the isurim are mitzdarif with each other. So the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Shimon does not hold that way. Rabbi Shimon de leslei tzarif. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of tziruf. Mikol asher yaseh my darish bay. So how is he darish in the pasuk of Mikol asher yaseh? The reason why Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of tziruf, the Mefarish explains, is based on the sugya that we did on Dav Dalid. And what we did over there was, we saw the shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that actually to be over an Isser that you're Chayiv Malkus, you don't need to have a Shir Kezayis, but even a Kol Shuhu, you're going to be over on. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, the last light Sirf Mikolash, Yasin my Darish Bey, how does he darish in that Pasuk? Amalecha, he will say, Humi Boyle, La'oilam Eino Nazir Achi Yazir Mikulan. He will say that I need that Pasuk of Mikol Asher Yaseh to say that the only time that a person becomes a Nazir is if he is takes a neder of Nazirus, that he's going to be usher from everything. That is also a sugya earlier, right around Daf Dalid, on Daf Gimel, where the Gemara has a machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. If a person took a nazir and says that the individual says he's going to be a nazir from wine, but he doesn't mention tiklachas or tuma, so in such a case, the rabbanon say he is considered a nazir. However, Rabbi Shimon says our Gemara is of the opinion la'olam ein a nazir ad shiyazir mekulin. He has to take a neder of naziris in which all of those things are ushered from him, and if he says only one of them, so then in such a case, he's not going to be a Nazir. Therefore, Mikol Asher Yatsa, according to Rabbi Shimon, is going to tell us this halacha. Lo'ilam eina Nazir, ad shiyazir mikulan. Am Rabbi Yavo, am Rabbi Lazar. Kol revius shebeteira, ein heter mitzdarif li'isr. In general, if there is a requirement of the Torah to have a revius, so then in such a case, then you have to imbibe the Isser, or Revius of the Isser itself. Chutz me Revius Sheben Nazir. Except the Revius of a Nazir. Shari Amra Teira Mishras. As we learned in regards to Mishras, that if it's soaked in the bread, so then in such a case, the bread that is soaked with wine, even if you don't have a Revius of the wine, nevertheless, halacha is that you're going to be over the Isser of Naziris. My Ika ben Rebbe Yechanan le Rebbe Lazar. So Gemara points out that we already learned the Rabbi Yochanan's of the opinion, Heter Mitzdarif Le'Isser. So what's the difference between the two? In other words, with Rabbi Yochanan, we already learned the concept of Heter Mitzdarif Le'Isser. So why do we have a separate teaching from Rabbi Lazar, Kol Revius Shebetoira Ein Heter Mitzdarif Le'Isser? Answers the Gemara, Ika Beinayu, there's a nafkamina between the two. To Rabbi Yochanan Marbi Afilu Oichlin. The concept of Heter Mitzdarif Le'Isser says that the Isser will join even with food. In other words, liquid and food and solids join together. Rabbi Lazar Mashkin in Midya Achrini Elov. Rabbi Lazar is saying that only when it comes to liquids that they combine together. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Esser Revius Hain. There are 10 types of Revius. That, in other words, explains the Mefarsh, there are 10 times that the Torah gives us a sheer revius. V'nakit Rev Kahana biyadei, and Rev Kahana pointed out, chamesh sumkasa v'chamesh chuvrasa, and 5 of them are red. Mefarsh points out means that it relates to either wine or blood, and 5 of them are clear, and they refer to oil and water. Chamesh sumkasa, there are 5 that are red, and these are the following. Nazir, we mentioned that the sheer iser of yayin for a nazir is revius. Va'isa pesach, the Gemara is going to explain what that case is. Va'isa pesach, shehoiru, that's another case that the Gemara is going to explain. B'migdash, umesu. All of these are different cases that are going to be spelled out. Nazir, Revius Yayin LeNazir. That we already outlined. Nazir refers to Revius Yayin LeNazir. Oysa Pesach. What's the case of Oysa Pesach? Damar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Arba Koises, Halol, Utsar, Sheba, and Kedei Revius. What we're referring to when we say Oysa Pesach is the Takonis Chachamim of the Arba Koises of the Seder. Those need to have a Revius. What's the next case? Shehoiru. When he paskin, that's referring to Shasa Revin Siayin Al Yera. The Gemara in Erevin on Samach Dalid tells us that if a person drank a revius of wine, he's not allowed to paskin. Bimigdash, Shashasa Yai Revius Yayin Nichnas Lemigdash. Someone who drank wine, he's not allowed to go into Migdash. Not only that, Chayiv Misa. He's going to be Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. Umesu, and a dead person, what are we referring to? Desanya minayin l'revius dam. How do we know that if you have a revius of blood, sheyotza mishnei mesim shumatame ma'oel, shenemar v'al kol nafshes mes lo yavoy. So we see that the shiur of dam is a revius, and 2 different bodies, the blood from them will combine. V'chamesh chivirusa, and there are 5 cases that are not red, but clear. They are Chalas Nazir, Umitzaira, Shenifsilu, and Beshabbos. These 5 words are 5 different cases. Chalas, Nazir, Mitzaira, Shenifsilu, and Beshabbos. Chalas, what we're referring here, is Revius Shemen L'Chala. Is a Revius of oil that's supposed to go into the Chala. The Mefarish explains in his second explanation, that we're referring to the revius shemen of chalas toida, that there is a revius that goes into the chalos of the toda. Now, a carbon toda is brought with many chalas. He brings 40 chalas. Someone who brings a carbon toda brings 40 chalas. 30 of them are matzos. 10 of them are of chametz. The chalos that are rekikin and revuchos, so they would have a chatzilug shemen that would be put inside. A revius was put in the chalas rikikin, and a second revius put in the revachin. the ravachos. So that is what we're referring to over here. We're referring to the amount of oil, as the Gemara in Menachos itself asks, the Mefarish points out in the first wide line, what did they use the shear of Revius for? Because the Mishnah describes that they had a utensil that will measure Revius, and the Gemara answers, it was done for the Revius of oil that was put into the Chalos Toda, as we described above. So that's one clear Revius. Nazir, Revius Shemin LeNazir. When it comes to Nazir, there's also a Revius that's put into the Rikike Nazir that's brought at the end of his Naziris. Mitzaira, Revius Mayim LeMitzaira. There's a Revius of water that is used for the Mitzaira. The Mefarish explains, five lines in, that says in Maseches Saita, V'shachat es hatzipor achas el klicheres al mayim chayim, that there is mayim chayim that's used, and how much is that? That is a revius. Shenifsalu, disnan, ushar kol amashkim tmein, poislin es hagviya berevius, that when it comes to all other mashkin that are mitame, what here we're referring to when we say shar kol mashkin mitame, we're referring to the other types of liquids that are mitame akayin. And the Mishnah tells us in Mi'ila, then mashkin mitmein, even if there are different types of mashkin, they're mitstaref lifsal as hagvia. Gvia means the head. In other words, in this case, it'll pasal a coin from doing avoda. Now, it's a big question to me. I got stuck over here that the Mishnah is quoted in our Gemara, Shar Kol HaMashkin Tmein, Paislin Es HaGviyah Birevius, Paislin Es HaGviyah, while the Lashon of the Mishnah in Mi'ila is Kol Mashkin Tmein, not the other Mashkin, but Kol Mashkin Tmein. In fact, if you take a look at the Rush in the standard older Vilna edition, it's in the second wide line in the Rush, he also has the Girsa of Kol Mashkin. So it's a little bit of a question to me why the Girsa in front of us in our Gemara is a Shar Kol Mashkin. Either way, that is the Shear of Revius when it comes to Mashkin, and Mashkin are Tmeim Berevius and they're Mitzdarif with each other. Berevius b'Shabbos, we talk about the Shear of Revius for Hilcha Shabbos. Disnan, the Mishnah Shabbos Nayim Vav and Beis, Ushar Kol Mashkin Berevius. There the Lashon in Masechah Shabbos is Ushar Kol Mashkin. There the Mishnah Shabbos Nayim Vav and Beis tells us is there's a prohibition, of course, of carrying liquids out on Shabbos as well. What is the shear? So the Mishnah tells us when it comes to oil, it's the amount of oil necessary to anoint and rub a small limb. And then the Mishnah says, "Ushar kol mashkin berevius," but all other mashkin are measured by a revius. The next case that we have in that list of Masechet Shabbos, Bach says again we have to change the girsa, is v'kol hashoifchim b'revius, and all those things that are poured out, also the shear is a revius as well. In other words, if you have leftover water for detergent, so then in such a case as well, even though you would be pouring it out, water that you use to clean something, the shear for that would be a revius. Says the Gemara, su leka, is it only 10 cases of shear of revius? Va'ika mirevius naitun liyadayim le'echad va'filu bishlishnayim, that the shear for netilas yadayim is also revius. Now that's an interesting halacha in Maseches Yadayim, that the shear is a revius, and the Mishnah there is mechadesh that not only could one person use water of a revius, but even two people could share that revius. Once the first has used it for netilas yadayim, then usually there is been a little bit that's fallen away from the revius. Mysteriously, the Mefarshim say that the halach is that it's halach of shiyare tahara. The Rambam learns that it's not shiyare tahara, but rather it must be that we're talking about mayim achronim, where we're more makel. So that's a question in Maseches Yadayim, why it is that the second person could also use it. What exactly does shiyare tahara mean? But either way, that is the Mishnah in Yadayim. So the question is, why don't we mention that Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, B'pluksa loy kamayri. If you take a look in that Mishnah Yedayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. And since it's a machloikis of whether two people could use it, and the statement of the Mishnah is subject to dispute, when we were listing off, when Rav Kahana is listing off the things that Rabbi Lazar says, we don't get involved with case of machloikis. Asks the Gemara Va'ika, we have another case, quite a tour through Shas, Beis Hashem. In Maseches Saita, we talk about the making of the Mei Saita. Va'ika, but there is a case, Hayamevi Paili Shel Cheres, V'naisen L'Saicha Chatzilug Mayim Min Hakir, Reb Yehuda Aimer Revius. When it comes to making the Mei Saita, so then there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, how much water is put in. Tanakama says a half a lug, and Rabbi Yehuda says a quarter of a lug. Of course, a quarter of a lug is revius. As the Gemara says, Yisai bepluksa loy kamayri. We're not involved in machlekes. Vayika. But there is another case in regards to the requirement of how we're supposed to distill to be mevatel urine. If there is urine that's around, you're not allowed to make brachos and daven. However, if you pour a lot of water inside, then the urine is distilled. Some say that all you need is a small amount. Rabbi Zakai says all you need to do, what you need to do is use a previous. Says Gemara again, but what about mikvah? The psul revius of a mikvah. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, the Mefarsh points out, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid in mikvos, that a revius mayim she'uvim is poselus a mikvah. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Manda Amr who says that three she'uvim are posel a mikvah. However, if it's the first revius, then we're going to be machmir. Now, according to this explanation of the Mefarish, we're referring again to the psul of Mayim Shuvim. Mayim Shuvim is water that has not natural rainwater, but is collected in a utensil and can't be used for a mikvah. So, when it comes to mikvah, we have the Shita Rabbi Eliezer, who says a revius, and says the Gemara, Bar Mihi Debatula Rabbanan. According to the explanation of the Mefarish, the Gemara's Teretz is that we were mevatel shitas Rebbe Lazar, a revius of Mayim Shuvim's posel mikvah, but rather you need three lugin, and as I mentioned, that's how we paskin. Tosos, and the second explanation of the Mefarish, is that technically a mikvah at time is going to be kosher even if it's the size of a revius. Yes, a revius would be kosher, according to some opinions, in a case of when you are using the mikvah to be tovel machtin vitzinaris. What if you want to be metaher a needle? So then in such a case, all you need is a revius of water. To which then the Gemara answers, Bar mehi debatul rabbanan. The rabbanan were mevatel that, and the rabbanan made a low plug that you need the size of a person for a kosher mikvah, which we all know is the shear of 40 sa. The Gemara now going on to Amud Beis analyzes the big machloikis that we had all the way in the beginning of Perek, in the beginning of Perek Shleisha Minim, on Daf, Lamid, Dalid, Amud Aleph, going on to Lamid, Dalid, Amud Beis. What is the shear, the amount of Isur that one needs to imbibe if one eats bread that is soaked with wine for a nazir? So Tanakama is of the opinion that the shear is going to be a shear of revius. Explains the Gemara. Vein chayv el shiochem and anovim kizayis v'yayin revius. The Mishnah told us, and the Mishnah goes on to say that the Tanakama is of the opinion that you need to have a revius of wine even if it's soaked in bread. Says the Gemara, Tanakama, now here we take out loy, according to most girsos. Tanakama midami luhun l'chol isuri nazir l'shtia. The Tanakama says that when it comes to the isur of wine for a nazir, it's shtia, and therefore even if it's soaked in bread. Of course, the famous shita is Rabbi Akiva, that the shear is a kezayis. Rabbi Akiva, kivin d'chsiv v'anovim lachim v'yveshim lo yoichal, since in regards to grapes, it also has the prohibition formulated in terms of achila, so then ma'achila kezayis afkol isurin kezayis. The shear over here is not going to be a revius, it's going to be a kezayis. Tosfos explains that the way we would estimate the shear kizayis, the way we would figure it out, is we would take the volume of a olive and put it into wine, and the amount of wine that's displaced will tell us the shear of kizayis, the theory of displacement, and that is an important tosis in terms of la halacha, measuring the size of a kizayis, particularly when it comes to a liquid. We also learned in our Mishnah, v'chayiv ala yayin bifnei atzmo, there is a separate prohibition of yayin, and grapes, all those are separate isurim. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan came and taught, v'anochim novim lachim veishim lo yoichal, the Terek Tesha tells us that you can't have grapes that are fresh or dried out. L'chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmo, al zeh b'fnei atzmo. To tell us that each one is an independent isur. Mikan atadon l'kol isurin shebeteira, and therefore we will infer for all isurin in the Torah, makan shuhu min echad v'hein shnei shemes, v'chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmo, al zeh b'fnei atzmo. Since the Torah delineates that they have two different identities. One is Lach and the other is Yavesh, explains the Mefarish. Even though they're both from grapes, nevertheless, the Alachi is Chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmo v'al zeh b'fnei atzmo. Av kol shu min echad v'in shnei shemes, Chayiv al zeh b'fnei atzmo, al zeh b'fnei atzmo. Each one is a separate Iser and is registered separately in terms of calculating the shear of the kizayis. La suye, and that's coming to include chamra chadita v'invi. If there is new wine, the Mefarish explains that when it comes to new wine is sweet like grapes itself, and therefore, really in its taste, it's very similar to the grape. So too, just like lachim v'yaveshim are separate shemus and calculated separately, so too, when it comes to chamra chadita v'invi, they're calculated separately. They're chayiv al kalachas va'achas, and if you ate grapes and drank new wine, you'll have two different sets of malchus. Amar Abaye taught us, ochel chartzin loike shtayim. If a person eats the parts of the grape that is the chartzan, which we've discussed in the past, is the inside, the pit of the grape. The Gemara already had a discussion how to define a chartzan and a zog earlier in the fifth perek. Excuse me, we had it all the way in the beginning of the sixth perek, where there was a discussion amongst the Tanoim of what qualifies as a chartzan and zag. We're assuming now that the chartzan is the pit. So therefore, ochel chartzan loikesh shtayim. Abaye says that if you eat the chartzan, you get two malchus. Similarly says Abaye, ochel zag, if he eats the zag, also loikesh shtayim. The Mefarshim explained that the reason for that is that the Torah HaKadosha told us, Mechartzanim v'adzag lo yechol. So that's one iser. And then it says, Mikol ha-sheyasem igefan ha-yayin. So he violated either Chartzan and Zag, as well as Mikol ha-sheyasem migefan ha-yayin. What if he ate both, the Chartzan and the Zag? Ochol Chartzan v'zag lo ke-sholosh. Rav Amar ain't a loike la achas. Rav says you only get one malchus. She ain't a loike lav shebichlolos. So this is a very, very important expression. Lav shebichlolos. Lav shebichlolos means a lav that includes other isurim, and that is michol asher yasa migefa hayayin includes the chartzan and the zag, and you don't get a malchus on a lav shebichlolos. Masa Rav Papa asked the following question. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Rav Papa is going to ask on Shitas Abaye in our Brisa. Rabbi Lozer Toras Nazir Shayyus Yain Kol Yoyim in Chayiv Elachas. He's only Chayiv once because he drank wine. This appears in a few places in Shas, that if there are separate Azaris, then you get a separate Malchus. If he ate Anovim, they were both Lachem Yivashim, that's two. Chartzanim and Zogim is another two, it's four. And he squeezed the Eshkol Shal Anovim, and he drank it, that's five. And he gets five Malchus. Asks the Gemara, but if you hold that you get Malchus on Lav Shebech Lolos, like Abaye had said, Amikol HaSheyasem Yigef HaYayin, Yochi Lilki Sheish you should get 6 malkus. Achas al kol mishkol asheyaseh migefen hayayin. Answers the Gemara, Tana v'shir. This is a common teretz that we have in a few places. We get a Masechah Sukkah bonus over here for the Yontif of Sukkis, that the Gemara in Sukkah Nun Dalet Amud Aleph uses this concept of Tana v'shir, that sometimes the Tana will count and there'll actually be more Isurim. So in this case, really, there'll be 6 Isurim, not 5. For in Yana Dioma, there, the Mishnah is discussing how they would blow the shofar when they would fill up the mayim for the nisuch hamayim that took place on these days of Sukkis and pour it on the mizbeach, etc., etc. And the Mishnah outlines how many different types of tekiyas that they would have. And the Mishnah says that in general in the Mikdash there were 21 tekiyas and generally not more than 48. And the Gemara points out that there are instances that the Tana did not count and Tana v'shayer. So too over here, there'll even be 6 Isurim according to Abaya. Asks the Gemara, but we have a klal. My shayer to high shayer. If they left over something, then we need to prove that the Tana wasn't being precise by having left over something else. As says the Gemara, shayer lo yachol devaro. We also didn't count the fact that he violated his word. He promised that he's going to be a Nazir. He didn't keep it. He's over lo yachol devaro that the Torah says in Parshas Matos, and therefore he gets Malkus on that as well. Hence we have a defense of Abaye, and for that matter, some point out, even a kasha on Rava. Says the Gemara, Imishum hai lav shiurehu. That's out of Teretz for Abaye, according to Rava. And the reason is because Loyachel Devaro is not something that counts as a shiur. Kiktani midi lo asi beduch tachrit. Loyachel Devaro, Isa binidarim. Loyachel Devaro applies to all Nadarm. And therefore, the fact that the Tana doesn't mention that here is because when we're talking about the particular Yisurim by Nazir, we don't bring in something like Lo Yachal Devaro that applies to Nadarm in general. Amalei Ravina mi Parzakila Ravashi. Ravina says, well, I do have a defense for Abaye and Akasha on Rava. Vashir de Bein Habinayim. What was left over is the case of Bein Habinayim. Bein Habinayim are grapes that are growing, small grapes, that are growing amongst larger grapes, that the Gemara says earlier that you're going to be chayiv for, even though they aren't full size, if you eat them when you're a Nazir. And therefore, for Abaye, we now have a case that was Meshayer, and there is a Shayer, the High Shayer, and according to Abaye, the halachi is that you would get Malkus Shebechlalos, but according to Rava, you still would not. El Amar of Papa. So according to Rava, what would the explanation be? Loitanya Midi Chamesh. According to the Shita of Rava, the Tana never counted out a number of 5, and therefore, according to the opinion of Abaye, the halacha is that you would get actually 6 Malkus. And according to Rava, the Tana would say that you get only 5, and you don't have to worry about high shayer de my shayer. Asks the Gemara, va'ofsvei chamesh, but you, Rav Papa himself, you were the one who asked on Abaye from 5. Umeacha delo tanya chamesh, my time ofsvei. So if now you're going to say that according to Rava, you have to say that there isn't the number 5, so then why is it that you asked in the first place? Amar of Papa answers, I'm not Savri, I hold Lav Gemara Hi Biyodet. The Thishit of Abaye that says that you get Malkus Ami Kosha Yasami Gefa Yayin is not a Masorah. And Vahadar Be. And once I would point it out to him, he would immediately, in other words, Abaye would be Choser. V'lo yadana de gemari biyade v'lo hader be, and I didn't realize that he was going to give a teretz about that brisa because he wouldn't be chozer because it was gemara biyade. He had a mesira for it, and gemara is all about that which was passed on for Rebbe to Talmud. We spoke about this past summer, that the definition of gemara is what's passed on from Rebbe to Talmud. He learned it from his Rebbe, and therefore he's not going to be chozer, and he's going to reread the brisa. Once he would reread the brisa that way, so then in such a case, then Rav Papa's question would fall away. Rav Papa thought that he wouldn't reread the brisa, and therefore Rav Papa asked cast from it. Then Rav Papa says, well, if you're going to change a brisa, then you could change a brisa according to Rava as well. Let's Bezer Hashem review what we learned on today's daf. We discussed from the beginning of the daf that the pasuk of Mikol HaShayasa Migefa HaYayin, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the two different Isurim are not mitzdarif with each other because you get malchus even on the smallest amount, tells us that you're not a nazir until you take nazirus from all of the Shlosh Aminim, in disagreement with the opinion of the Rabbanan. And then most of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph spoke about the 10 Revias Shebetorah, 5 from colored, red and red, blood and wine, 5 from white and white, oil and water, and those 10 were delineated in the Gemara, each one going through different examples of the 10. Let's just review what they are. Number one, the Shir Revias for Nazir imbibing wine, someone who is drinking wine on Pesach, the Isra Revias of being Mora after drinking wine, the Isra of doing Avoda Migdash, a Revias, that Mesu are the Dam is Mitztaref for the Shir of Revias. Those are the 5 of the colored. The 5 of the clear are the Chalos of the Toda, have a Revias of wine that are put into them. The Nazir in his carbon as well adds a Revias. The Metzora as well has a Revias of water because the carbon is slaughtered into Mayim Chaim. When it comes to the Psul of Nifsalu, and that is the Psul of Mayim or Mashkim, that's Mitame, that would be Mitame Kohen, the Shear is Revias. Shabbos, the Shear of Hotzah for liquids is a Revias. And the Gemara goes through other cases like Mikvah, that's subject to Machlokis, a Revias. Yodayim, the Shear of Tahara for Yodayim, is subject to a Machlokis, a Revias, and that's why it's not mentioned as part of the 10. The Gemara then reviewed on the Chesam Abeis, the Machlokis between Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva, of whether the Shear of a Revias is how we measure wine when it comes to a Nazir, or since the Torah has this Isser of Achila of Kezayis, so too all Isurin of Nazir is also a Kezayis, and Tosus explains that we would measure it by displacing wine with a Zayis. Finally, we had a Machlokis between Abaye and Rava, whether an individual who eats Chartzan and Zag, whether that individual gets Malkus on that, as well as a Lav Shevacholos, Bechol Asher Yasa Migefen Hayayin. That's Machlokis between Abaye and Rava. And ultimately, the Gemara defends both the Shitas of Abaye and Rava from different Brises. And it comes out, we have separate Isurim and separate Malkus for Chartzan, Zag, etc., etc. Every single one of the different type of Isur that's mentioned in the Pasuk when it comes to a Nazir gets a separate set of Malkus if it has a Shear, and Abaye is of the opinion that he gets Malkus also Mikol HaShayasa Migefen HaYayin, while Rav is of the opinion that's a Lav Shebechlalos, and he does not. We paskin like the Shita of Rava. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Daf Lamed Ches in Meseches Nazir for Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The first day of Tavshin Ayin Vav, I had actually turned off the music when I got stuck in one of the things in the Gemara, so I guess it's appropriate for us. Ein Simcha Ka'ataras HaSveikos, and that's what Sukkos is all about. The Ataras HaSveikos. Bezer Hashem, we should be Zocha to a true V'samachta B'chagecha. Oh,